It's Wednesday, May 8th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from EdTech72. Bill O'Donnell is joined by Scott Tyner, Rob Raspberry, and Ernie Bailey talking about security practices. Ernie Bailey starts off talking about the procedures that make a classroom secure.
Well, we do most of our own installs, so therefore we set the passwords. But yes, we do have a procedure in place where if we are bringing a contractor in, we separate the hardware from the install. So we'll buy all the hardware, hand it to an integrator. Mm-hmm. This is what we want installed. Here are all the rules. Here's a standard program that we would like you to modify as minimally as possible and make it work the system so it matches everything else we've got. Mm-hmm. These are the passwords, you know, these are the codec passwords. These are all the passwords for each different device that we mm-hmm. expect on there. And then we do have a procedure we go through and update most of these passwords on a regular basis.
Yeah, we go along the method of trust but verify. It's not that we don't like folks. It's just more along the lines of yeah, listen, they put it in. Okay. We also have, and I'll say this up front, our computer science folks at times can be very malicious. In fact, one of our comp sci kids figured out how to put in a little bit of malicious malware because, once again, our computer science department said, oh, you know what? We're going to build our own desktop image. And the computer science kiddos figured out an exploit. And next thing you know, we actually have had to remove all the PCs from a computer lab because of this. Yeah. So, once again, it's not that we don't trust folks, but, you know, kids can be, as I say, students can be jerks. Mr. Tyner, Mr. Raspberry, you, as I say, following the same suite, I'm guessing?
Pretty much, you know, when an integrator comes in and needs to access a codec, usually, you know, we let them in. And then on a new install, they may have a standard, you know, setup or password that they do for a controller or switcher or whatever. And then and once the install's done, we go back and change the passwords to what we want.
Now, do you password encrypt the serial port?
Okay. Can't have everything. So
No.
I think, you know, your position of trust and verify is in place. And especially if they have to do an upgrade or do a revision or something like that. I would like to get to Ernie's point soon where, you know, we're doing all our installs and doing that kind of thing where we can more control that kind of situation. But yeah, I mean, password changes, updates, that kind of thing are all in place.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.